Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
You know, Winston Churchill once said, "You can always count on the American people to do the right thing, only after exhausting all other options." Well, YouTube, now North Carolina has done the right thing. Last Friday, it's been a very, very dense week. I'm sorry, you should have got the news last Friday. But on last Friday, in a Wake County courtroom, they put down a ruling that favored the winner, Democrat Allison Riggs, rejecting the notion of tossing out 65,000 votes in a North Carolina State Supreme Court race. You may have heard of it. We've talked about it here many times. The fascist, racist, disgusting, anti-democratic GOP party in North Carolina has almost exhausted all of their options in the state Supreme Court seat won by Democratic Allison Riggs. Now, Republican challenger and election denier, appellate court judge Jefferson Griffin will no doubt file an appeal again. One final stand, one final cry into the void, in his illegal bid to get the courts to toss out 65,000 North Carolina voters' ballots and hand the election to him. This is what you wanted, Republicans. This is what you vote for. Even Allison Riggs' own parents, YouTube, who are American citizens, North Carolina citizens, taxpayers and voters, are on the list of 65,000 voters that Jefferson Griffin wants to disenfranchise. Just because he's apparently incapable of accepting the fact that North Carolina voters simply did not choose him. So according to the loser, fascist number one, Allison Riggs' own parents should not have the right to vote for their daughter in this election. Come on, man. This court case on Friday was the sixth time Allison Riggs has won her election. She won in November at the ballot box. She won the first recount. She won the second recount. She won the first time Jefferson Griffin took this into a state court. She won when the federal court refused and tossed it back to the state. Now she's won again in the state court. The sixth time she's won the election. And if they appeal, it's going to be a seventh. Republican jack-o'-lantern Griffin face, whatever his name is, he reminds me of the little boy who came in last at his high school track meet, and they gave him a participation trophy anyway. And now this bum wants his participation trophy that he did not win. No, that's not how it goes. It's not the American way. So in the sea of despair that we're all swimming in after the tangerine tornado has completely run amok and wrecked the government that we know and love so much, there is a silver lining. There is some good news to be had, and I wanted to bring that to you. Let's hear what Democratic winner Allison Riggs said after the court case on Friday. "I'm committed and honored to stand up for the rights of all North Carolinian voters, whether or not they voted for me," she said. "Today, my counsel and counsel for the North Carolina State Board of Elections exposed Judge Griffin's challenge for what they are: baseless attempts to overturn an election that he lost, and in doing so, undermine North Carolina voters' fundamental freedoms." In his mind, they don't have any. I added that last part. And it's justified because this loser, Jefferson Griffin, is attempting to use new election rules that were put in place after the November election to disenfranchise the 65,000 North Carolina voters. This is like losing at a board game and then changing the rules after the game is over in a vain attempt to win. He has shown no evidence in the court for his claims that 65,000 people voted illegally in North Carolina. Zero. Goose egg. Look, the North Carolina Nazi Party has been rejected by the North Carolina voters all across the state and all up and down the ballot, starting with the self-proclaimed black Nazi, Mark Robinson. You remember him? Yeah. He lost to Democrat Josh Stein by almost 15 points in his bid for the governor's office. The Democrats won the governor's seat, the lieutenant governor's seat, the secretary of state office, the attorney general's office, every single constitutional mandated seat in the state government was won by Democrats, with the exception of only the state auditor's office. And that's why they want to change the rules to give all the power to the state auditor's office. Their disdain for their voters, their disdain for democracy has become so flagrant and blatant that I'm not sure whether or not they even see the pitchforks coming. You see, the Democrats also busted up their supermajority that Republicans held in the state General Assembly. The Nazi Party in North Carolina state government has been rejected by the people. Why is it so difficult for the loser to just accept that he lost? No participation trophy for you, sir. How long will you keep crying and whining? How long will you throw... How long will he keep crying and whining and throwing himself on the floor and kicking his feet like a weedy-weedy baby boy? No, Johnny, go sit down. Where are the parents? Where are the adults in North Carolina? Well, it turns out that it seems, at least, the court system so far have proven to be the adults in the room. If this loser, Jefferson Griffin, was actually interested in participating in a democracy that we still hold dear in this country, and hopefully in North Carolina, perhaps he could write a dissertation-length opinion supporting the newly elected Democratic attorney in North Carolina, Josh Stein, in his effort to work with 21 other state attorney generals in their bid to stop Elon Musk's illegal power grab over our federal treasury department. Perhaps he could do that instead, if he cared about democracy. Well, that would actually be fighting for democracy. And these Nazis are only good at fighting for themselves. That's why he's probably going to file another appeal and lose a seventh time. Because fighting for you and me, that's just too much. That's just too much for our new Nazi party. But I stand with you. I stand with the voters. This bum, this jackaloon, this Nazi, anti-democratic, flagrant failure of a public servant deserves nothing. And I give all credit to the people and the judges who so far have stood up to his nonsense. I stand with you, North Carolina. Good news. Glad to hear it. We'll be staying up on this. We have people there that have been reporting on this, and I'm sorry I didn't get to it till today. But you got it. Listen, educate yourself, educate others, and then come back for more. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on pd.groovechillradio.com daily and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.